Hello and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as Jay Bond. With me as always.
They don't know by now. It's your boy Mike.
All right. Episode 38, September 20th. Weather's nice. It is. I can finally say that again. Weather's nice.
That is a nice day.
It's like just kind of nice. We're getting to my favorite part of the year, which is fall. Because it's like warm enough that you could wear a t-shirt, but cool enough that you could wear a long sleeve, and both are like comfortable. So, had some cool stuff recently happen.
Nice.
Tooken King came out.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't super psyched about it, but now that I've played it, like I get it. Like, there's so much more to do. You know, it is effectively its own game. But I mean, it's you know, you got to look at it. It's an MMO. They're trying to make the game more expansive, and I mean, that's exactly what they did.
Right. No. Yeah. Exactly.
So, I think it's fun. I've been playing it. I'm officially 290. I've hit the 290s. I'm in the 290 club. Because the light level thing, which is weird, which my problem is so everybody's experience level is like 40, but then you've got the stupid light level, which effectively is just the old light level. It's the old armor level with a zero at the end of it.
Essentially, yeah.
Because it's like I'm a 29, really, is what I am, but it's 290. Or like, a, you know, if I'm 284, it's 28.4, is really all it is.
Basically.
But, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Pretty much exactly what you said. I very much enjoy it. It does indeed feel like it's its own game.
It's kind of weird.
More expansive stuff to do. And I do like how they took the additional strikes and missions and just kind of switched it up and added and changed content in it.
So you mean like it's the same, the old missions, but with a new twist, basically?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Threw in the Taken and.
Right, exactly.
You know, changed a specific objective in it or something. Yeah. Just kind of shake it up a little bit. And then how they changed the Nightfall where you don't go to orbit anymore. And.
Well, you don't you don't have to turn in, you can turn in quests. You have to pick up your quests. Or bounties, rather,
from
the tower, but you can turn them in wherever wherever you are.
Essentially turning them into your ghost.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, that's because then if you really want to level up a piece of gear, but you don't have to do the back and forth, you can just level it up. Or if you, you start completing some of these bounties, like, but instead of being like, well, I've had all these bounties on Earth, so I'll do all the Earth ones, go to tower, cash them in, then go back. Now, you can carry 16, and you can now turn them in as you go, so instead of having to go back and forth the tower or the roof.
Right, exactly. That, and I also like that your marks actually carry over to each character, not just your glimmer.
Oh, so you could just make a ton of marks on your good character and then go buy a bunch of stuff for like a low-level character?
Yep.
I'm still probably never going to make another character that's not solely for storage, which now is almost redundant. Oh my god! I just realized I have tons of stuff on that character. I might have to go bring some of that stuff over.
Might as well.
Because I'm pretty sure I have like one of those amethyst things that's like 5,000 glimmer. And I've just been using those to buy heavy ammo syntheses because I'm turning those in for dead orbit rank.
Nice.
Like I've just been like, whatever, don't care.
I also like how you can use modes of light for experience now too, not just currency. So if you have those and you don't want to, or if you're done with your quests but you have a crap ton of modes of light that you're not using to upgrade stuff,
right,
just you can level it up that, and it's like super easy to get modes of light now besides the three when you level up.
Yeah,
like half of the drops I've gotten, they're like, here's like, you know, five modes of light, so that's been nice. And then I like that the engrams have better chances to give you better gear as well now. Like, I've turned in blues and got, you know, maybe three or four legendaries off of a blue.
Right.
So that's been nice. Haven't found an exotic drop yet, though. As most have with the new three of coins.
Oh, yeah, I've had three, I think. at this point. Except two of them became Hereafter, and one became a helmet for a Titan. Or it was for a Titan. I couldn't use it. So, or was it a Titan or a Warlock? Or did I get one? I don't know. I might have got one of each, but I just infused them into other stuff. And I actually, so I just ran the Nightfall. Thank you to Sean and Michael Flight, or Michael Fight. I always get his name wrong. Sean Bartley Music. They just helped me go through the Nightfall, and I got a helmet that was like 298. So I infused it into my Nighthawks, and now my Nighthawks 298.
Nice.
Yeah. Once I figured out the whole infusing of gear thing, that's all I've been doing. I keep the same, because I get to keep the same weapons that I like the look of or I like the perks, and I can just friggin' bump it up constantly. So the gear comes with me. I like that.
Right, yeah.
I don't like getting stuck with gear that I just can't use.
Yeah, exactly. That, and I like that if you dismantle legendary now, both armor, I think, and weapons, you get legendary marks.
Yes, you do.
So that's
you don't get. I mean, I didn't get a whole lot, but
no, I think you usually get like maybe one to two, depending on.
I got three.
Oh, okay. I think I just got three.
I just assumed three was the max, but
right, yeah. And then it's every three strikes you'll get 15 marks, but then after that it stops. I think something like that.
Yeah, I just actually got a shotgun, the Conspiracy Theory D.
Yeah, I think I had that. Because
I completed, that was the Vanguard completing the Nightfall thing, so I got that from...
Did you get the Solar one? Because I have Arc. I think I have both Arc and Solar.
Mine's Arc. But my problem is I totally want to put it into my sidearm and infuse that to 300. Because I love this pistol. I really do love this pistol.
Yeah, I love the sidearms now.
So I'm like, it's totally my jam. But I do want to have a good shotgun, so I'll probably just hang on to it.
Yeah. No, totally worth the price point for sure.
Yeah, I was kind of a little annoyed. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff to do now. Like, there is no shortage of stuff you can do, and I think anybody who wants to say something like that is just kind of looking for an excuse, you know?
Right.
You know, a lot of things have changed that, like, the only thing that so far that's changed that annoys me, there's two things. One is that now, because they've added the ability to track your status, like, so when you touch the touchpad before, it used to just be like left and right on the D-pad to go to like team chat or fire chat, whatever. Now you can track bounties and quests that you have. So you just tap the touchpad so you can see what's there.
Yeah,
that has now forced a UI fucking traffic jam because it's, I get what it's trying to do.
You can turn it off though. You don't have to track it.
But no, but you don't have to track them, but the system exists and it's always there. So now when you tap the touchpad in a Nightfall to like quickly see what the burns are and stuff, it doesn't show up because you have to be on that particular thing, or you have to be on the track bounties, or you have to tap the touchpad and then tap down to get to the team chat if you're running like Heroic Strikes. And to me, it gave you a little bit more information, but now at a slightly increased UI time frame. Because now I got to tap the touchpad and then make sure I go to what I want to go to so that I can jump into fire team chat if I am running like Heroic Strikes with random, so that if I want to talk to them, I can.
Right.
Or if I'm trying to, you know, see what the burns are, or trying to, you know, check a bounty that I'm working on, like that part's kind of.
Yeah. True. That's
because like my other thing is that would have been a perfect opportunity to put in for ammo syntheses. You just put it right there. Tap the touchpad, tap up,
true,
hit X, you know, quick, auto synthesize.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
True. It would be nice if they did that with what's it called? Engrams as well.
What, to just cash them in?
Just cash them in easily, yeah.
Meh. I mean, I get that you have to go to the tower for that. It's kind of weird, though, if you go to the tower and you cash in your engrams, and then you rank him up. He gives you the thing on the spot, but then you have to back out and then re-go in.
Well, no. When I did it, it came up, but I backed out on accident.
No, I've never had it work.
Yeah,
once I rank up and he gives me the stuff, I have to back out and then come back in.
Oh, it popped
up for me.
To cash
the rest of them.
Hmm. Weird.
But I mean, and there's nothing else really that I've had like an issue with. It's just the user interface stuff that's kind of bugging me because it's like, and I get it, I'll have to get used to it, but it is kind of frustrating because it does add another step. Like, I don't know why tabbing left and right couldn't have remained the automatic team chat things because I don't, as far as I've experienced, need the left and right for anything. Right. I just have to tap to that to then activate with left and right. And it's like, could you not?
Yeah.
So
it's a little tedious, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, not the end of the world.
Well, not tedious, but cluttered, yeah. Clutters it up, yeah.
You know, the whole quest thing is, it's cool, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Do a quest, complete a portion of it, do a mission or whatever, and then you've got it. Like, that's where, like, they've still make you have to go back and forth to the tower, because it's like, you get a quest, you do the quest, then you got to bounce the tower, then come back.
Get the next step, get the reward, yeah.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, you usually get a piece of gear or an item or something, and, you know. So far, most of the gear I've gotten has been junk, but...
Yeah, usually, yeah, typically.
But, I mean, it's not, like, the worst thing in the world. It's just, you know, no, you do it. I usually just take them, and then I can either, if I want to, I'll infuse them with something, or... I don't know. Just dismantle it and take the marks and call it a day. But it's like, it really does just, it kind of depends on the way you want to play. Like, you could just straight up take every piece of gear you get that's the best and then just keep using it and not do the infusion. But I think that you're better off taking a lower piece of gear, infusing it up slowly if you, like, really like a piece of gear. Otherwise.
Right. There's eh.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, well...
Yeah, just what is?
Yeah, but I mean, it's you know, do what you.
But
gotta
no, yeah,
do.
It's still nice.
Oh, I could get a legendary helmet engram. Well, that's the other thing too. The Cryptarch finally sells legendary engrams. Yep. I mean, it'll cost you pretty much all your marks, but
true. But still, you can now, you know, if you don't want to go searching for gear or play a strike,
yeah,
or something.
you can just run to get some legendary marks. Which you kind of just kind of get along the way anyways. Not a ton, but...
No, you still, you're there, grab some...
Yeah, so like a body armor one is 60, a helmet one's 100, special weapons 135, heavy weapons also 135.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like... And it's one of those things where I sit there and I'm like, do I want to just grab a piece of gear, or...
It's like, it's nice to have that option.
Yeah, that's true. It is, well, it's also nice, too, because, like, who the hell wanted to buy, like, green and white engrams? There was no point. There's no reason whatsoever anybody would have needed to after, like, the first 10 minutes of playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not at all. I mean, if you want to level up the Cryptarch real quick, if you're, like, close, then yeah, but...
Right.
But other than that, yeah, no. Not at all. No point.
I mean, and the other thing that's cool is, like, a lot of the bounties have changed too, so like,
oh yeah,
you know, there's like the recon ones where it's like collect resources on whatever planet. It's basically just go kill stuff, you know,
pretty much
open chests, whatever, collect spin metal or whatever you find, you know, kills with void abilities, kills with void weapons, or arc weapons, or you know, the majors, blah blah blah, you know, kill 50 of an enemy, whatever.
Yeah, that's nice. It's something different.
Yeah, and what's cool, though, I mean, not that I'm a Crucible fan, but the there's different bounties now that are based on fire teams. So, like, this, I've got them open right now. So, the team that grenades together is a Crucible bounty, and it's, as a fire team of two or more players, defeat 7 opposing Guardians with grenade abilities. So, basically, you got to get a couple of your friends to throw grenades at enemies.
Nice.
You know, complete a rift match in the top 3 on your team with a minimum of 4 players. Defend an allied runner against enemy fire. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I wish I had taken those 2 bounties because I would have done that.
Right.
Because every day, you know, you do the one rift match or whatever it is and you get your marks, which is the other thing. So instead of being able to just do... Like, you can earn legendary marks every single day now by just playing like certain things, and I think it's a nice touch. But it also means that now, if like a person never wanted to play multiplayer, now they have to,
Right,
you
yeah.
know, at least
Or there's
once.
more of a reason to.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
it's like whatever. You got to play one match. It isn't gonna kill you,
Yeah,
but it is
it's.
kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Crucible as much now, but I could see that it'd be a little bit, I guess not so much tedious, but like time consuming if they really don't want to do it, but it's another way to get, the marks or whatever,
Yeah, I mean,
just through the one match or
I'm
whatever.
over it. I mean, I play my matches, whatever. What's cool though is I lucked out once. I joined a match and it ended like 2 seconds after I got into it. So I was like, sweet, get my marks, don't have to do anything. And heck, I
Nice.
might even get like a sweet thing from it. I don't know.
Basically.
Yeah. They didn't add new golden chests though, which I think is
You think they would have,
I would have
but I mean, I
thought.
guess all the chests are on the dreadnought now, so
Yeah, that's true.
mean, they're not, I mean, obviously they're not golden chests, but I mean, there's still new chests and
Yeah,
stuff
there's
that
well
they've
now
added.
there's like 8 billion different types of keys and chests, and you have to have the certain keys, but you only get the keys by doing certain stuff, and it's definitely, I mean, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it, but it's
Right,
a lot of
yeah.
stuff to figure out.
Still adds more stuff to do or something to change it up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's tons of interesting things that I've managed to be like, oh, that's cool.
Right, my God, I didn't know you could do that.
Didn't even know I could do that, but I'll take it.
Basically.
So, you know, I mean, and there's like, I mean, right now there's 32 quests. Or wait, no, I have 12 out of 32. Maybe you can only hold 32 quests. It's a lot of quests.
Right. That and I like the new, obviously the new subclasses. I've
Oh
only played with
yeah.
the Hunter so far. But I like that they gave that the new quote unquote tracker that shows you where chests and spin metal and all
That
that
is
nonsense
the
are. And
best. That is absolutely the best. 'Cause if you are like, I need Hadium Flakes, or I need Worm Spore, or I need like a ton of spin metal for whatever reason, you straight up just put on the bow class with that perk.
Oh, that stalker. So good.
Yeah. And you literally just can, it just shows up on the map. It just tells you as you get close. So now you don't have to do what I did, which was go into every single room. You can be like, all right, there's something in here. I'm just going to go check it out. I'm going to grab it. Call it a day.
Exactly.
And then boom, nailed it. So I am a very big fan of that. I think that that makes life a
Same.
billion times easier for just trying to quickly gather materials if you need them. Or just if you
Exactly.
want to farm chests and hope that maybe you get like a couple engrams or some strange coins or, you know, whatever the
Whatever,
case
yeah.
may be. Like that part's really nice. I'm a big fan of
Right.
that. So, and being that I'm a person who does that anyways, like now it incentivizes me more so because I can definitely make my time more efficient by being like, nope, definitely nothing in here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, moving out. So I like that.
Yep, because not only now you don't necessarily have to just listen to the sound, you can just look at the track and be like, oh, it's right there.
That's true. 'Cause I was pro at that. I would just be like, I hear it. No, I can
Right,
hear it. I
yeah.
can hear the chest. There's a chest around here somewhere. And then it
Yeah,
begin. Then the
exactly.
search was on.
But now it's just, oh, cool. It's
Yeah,
right
cool. It's
there.
right there.
So that's super nice that they did
The
that.
best. It is the best.
I do wish that they kind of gave you more details on where to find specific things.
Oh, you mean like certain enemies?
Well, yeah, that and like, oh, go put the rune here, or
Oh,
this is where you put
yeah.
that in to find that, or
Yeah, if I had known exactly, because I didn't know what the hell was going on when, I was just like randomly patrolling on the Dreadnought, which is the new ship on Saturn where the Taken basically live. And they kept activating the bosses, and I'm like, this is cool. How do I do that? And then I like it took me forever to realize they kept going over to the stupid thing to present a rune, because you don't get necessarily any loot if you're not the rune person.
Correct.
So basically, you just got to kind of rotate with your friends, and
hope that you know, one of you gets a piece of gear or the gear you want.
Exactly.
That, and I've noticed that. I mean, you're not obviously always going to get a drop, but like lately, I've been getting a lot of the drops that other people want. Like, I got a helmet that I think Hug wants, and I think I got one that Sam wanted, and that normally year one, you guys would have had it already, and then, you know, I got Gjallarhorn at the last second, but now I'm getting all that right away.
You know, honestly, I think that it's... I don't think that RNG has changed that much. I really don't.
Oh, no.
I think like a lot of people want to say that, but from my like from me, I didn't get the game at launch. I waited a full day, and then 2 days I didn't get to play really at all because I was at work. And most people I know were like, "I'm gonna play like 40 hours straight," and most of them did. And I'm depending on the way I switch my gear out. I'm a 290 or like a 291 now. And that's not having been playing that much.
Right.
So I think that, you know, people can make whatever decisions they want. But, like, I now have two legendary pieces of I have two legendary guns for every class. Plus, I have the Arms Day Order. And I have a sword that's legendary as well. So I have three heavy, three special, and then two primaries.
Yeah.
I've got an exotic helmet. I've got exotic arms, because
nice.
I got young M Kara's spine.
Kara's spine, yeah.
And then I've got two legendary chests, one legendary shoes. I've got a legendary cloak and artifact as well. So I pretty much have a stacked deck as it is. It's just like, you know, that's just how it goes. Yeah, like
right.
I just switched my gear around, and now I'm at 290 again. So it's like it is what it is.
Right. That, and it's as weird as it sounds, it was almost refreshing to be like
to be low leveled.
With that, and like, oh, cool. A green that actually matters.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like
there was like green, like matters. I've gotten blue gear that's better than my legendary gear. The cool part is that I just infuse it into my legendary gear, and now my legendary gear has become better.
Yep.
And that's like the best. I think that's the best part of it, because instead of having to like go to the gunsmith now, which is the thing, right? There's no more reforging of these weapons, at least. I mean, I guess you could reforge year one stuff for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But so I got a Down and Doubt 00-0 hand cannon. And then I completed Vanguard, and I just got another one. And the one that I just got has Zen Moment and Firefly, which precision kills cause the weapon to explode, which is basically like Fatebringer as a perk.
Nice.
So, and it has Reinforced Barrel, which makes the range ridiculous. So I'm pretty psyched about that. And again, if I found another piece of gear that was better, I'll just infuse it. Like, in theory, I can actually infuse it with my auto rifle, but I'm not going to do that because then I won't have an auto rifle. So, you know, and of course, like, you know, I was kind of thought the bow was kind of be kind of gimmicky. And, like, I actually like the bow a lot.
Oh, I love the bow.
I think
for
it's
one, it's a support type thing. So whoever needs orbs, you just tether and toss it down.
But it isn't even, it's not even so much that it's a support. Like, I can use it as a solo super, because I just do the whatever the tether thing is, so that it's like the damage is shared across all. So if I run up on a, you know, swarm of enemies, I bow them, get them all attached, and then I just shoot the strongest one, because then it's going to do the most amount of damage
critical,
to all the other ones.
It's always a critical,
so
too.
That's pretty fantastic.
God, it is. Yeah, plus I love the perk that you can shoot it three times.
Oh, that must be a perk that I don't have. Or maybe Nighthawk means I can't shoot it more than once.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I haven't I haven't fully unlocked the Night Stalker, so I wonder.
Oh,
if I
don't okay,
have
that's
it.
Why. Yeah, because
it's Quiver. Yeah, so I have to give up. I have to give up Tethered for that.
Tethered.
I'm not gonna do that. Not
yeah, I mean,
gonna
I
do that.
I'll switch back and forth. Like, I'll do it for bosses so I can just tether it three, or not tether it, shoot it three times, and then, you know, everyone else just does the DPS with their rockets or whatever they use, whatever they want to use.
Makes sense. I'm not against that.
Or yeah, and then if you have a group, then you obviously you switch back to tether, so that way you can just chain orbs with that other perk as well.
Yeah, it also seems like they've allowed you to generate more orbs than I think we used to be able to do.
Right.
Because it seems like now I can generate a bazillion orbs, and I don't recall being able to do that.
To do that yet. Oh wait, it still does tether them. Oh. Do I have it set up?
Yes, it is what it is.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's super nice. But yeah, definitely worth it. Like, if anyone is nervous about upgrading,
Or
I
nervous
mean,
about,
you don't.
well, it's 40, I mean, it's $40. It's like buying a new game.
Right.
But the reality is like, I'll confirm right now, there is a ton of content. There is a ton of stuff to do. But it is definitely a grind. So if you're not into the grind, you probably won't enjoy it. It's not
Or not.
easy like the beginning story was, and there's definitely a lot of different paths you can go. So, like, it's not going to be the end of the world,
No,
one way or the other, but don't assume
but I
that
mean
you
it,
gotta,
yeah,
like,
right.
I don't know. There's
Like,
definitely
there's
a
some
lot to do. So, like, I
stuff,
still
but yeah,
haven't even done this. And some of the quests are Crucible related. It's not all story.
it's
Like,
not all, yeah, yep.
I haven't done the Last Word one.
And then, like, some of the quests now are also patrol.
Yep.
Like, go kill that person,
Well,
whatever,
yeah, it's
kill
like
this
go
many
patrol,
persons.
but you have to find a certain person, which those ones are actually so far have been my favorite. I've been
Right?
enjoying those. The ones that I'm not enjoying are the Path of the Blade Dancer, the Path of the Gunslinger. Like, it's specific to Hunter class, and
Right,
I
yeah.
assume that they're the same for each and
For
every
the
other
warlock,
class.
yeah.
But one of them, it's the one that I'm currently on, which is Path of the Gunslinger, and it is, let me read this. You've got to get, okay, so complete a strike using the golden gun to kill at least three major
Oh, yeah.
enemies and at least 15 enemies total. Now, what's annoying is that it doesn't actually mean you have to kill them with the golden gun,
No,
but they
yeah.
don't stack. So you have to get three major kills in a thing, and I've never, for whatever reason, it's not giving me the three. I've been doing,
That's.
I ran strikes for like 3 hours last night. Me and these two randoms, we just
Okay.
literally kept running strikes, which was awesome because I got a ton of gear. But
Because that is that whole new thing where the more you run
the more
strikes,
you
the
run
better.
strikes, the better your chances are for getting gear. Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
So that part was cool. But it's I mean, it is what it is. I'm getting there, you know.
Right. That, and I feel like you can take your time a bit more, especially since the Dreadnought has that whole like giant area. It's almost its own little planet on its own,
Yeah.
since it's just a giant ship.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. Like, the Dreadnought is huge. And I mean, and because there's all those different chests and all those different keys and the Court of Oryx where you can use the runes to spawn more enemies, like, there is just a ton of stuff that you can do, particularly on that place. You know,
Yeah,
gather all those
it's
hate, you gather
always
the
doing.
Hadean Flakes and Worm Spore because you need those to build your sword. So, like, there is definitely a lot to do. And there's no argument. And I don't think anyone can make a reasonable argument that there isn't anything to do in this new,
Right.
new expansion. Like, there is a ton of stuff.
Oh God, yeah. Super menace of video.
So, is it worth the $40? Absolutely. It's no
Absolutely,
different than
yeah.
any other MMO
Oh
game
no, yeah,
expansion. The difference
exactly.
is this is just a first-person shooter MMO. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Basically.
You know, but if it's like, if that's not your jam, then you probably aren't going to enjoy it, but I think that if you like Destiny and you wanted more out of Destiny, I think that this
It's
won't be a
definitely, yeah.
problem. I think you'll be like, oh, cool.
Definitely will not be let down. Well, that and the new raid is pretty sweet too.
Yeah, minus the fact that it's near impossible unless you're like
no,
290.
yeah. Right.
So,
Then you don't figure out
my
right
friend
either.
who's done it, he like when they beat the first boss, they were like, "Oh my God," like 'cause that's how much of a, you know, that's how big a deal it is to get that first boss.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
I've
I think
never
I've
actually even
got
touched the raid. And like I said, I just ran my first Nightfall earlier today.
Yeah,
So,
I need to run it still.
oh, I thought you guys all ran it.
We got to like the end, but a buddy of ours had to leave, so we
Oh.
didn't get to finish it. Yeah, so I
What
think
about
Sam,
Darkblade,
which
though?
is my favorite strike.
It's a good, like, it's a good strike. I mean, I enjoy
It's a
it.
good strike, yeah.
What about Darkblade, though?
I think maybe it's because of the ending, or
Darkblade!
not ending,
You mean an
the
enemy
boss
where he is
battle.
invisible, but you still have to kill him without him killing you? It's like it's a well it's an it's an it's a cool strike to like kind of start the game off. Like I imagine there's gonna be some added strikes
Oh,
and
yeah.
they'll be equally as challenging and stuff, but like if this is what we're getting right out of the gate, like yeah, it's gonna be some.
Definitely happy to be signed up for it.
Yeah, I mean I'm enjoying it. I'm not against it, not having any problems. I mean, my only problem is that now it's made it so that it is kind of hard if you are running solo to do a lot of this stuff.
Oh,
And
yeah.
that part, it sucks, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, but I mean it gives you a better focus on teamwork, you know. Whereas before you could just be like, whatever, I'll just go invisible with whatever perk, you know, and I'll just take care of it. You guys stay behind. But now
Right.
it's like, no. I need you to do this, and I'll do
Well,
this.
the emphasis on competitive teamwork has now, and I say competitive teamwork because everybody wants the sweet gear. But I think that, you know, it's they've made it so that now it's harder to play on your own. And I'm not, you know, I've soloed everything else pretty much by myself, like all the hard missions I've come to so
Harder.
far, like I've been playing by myself because basically I played for like one day and then you know, get left behind and it's hard to catch up, and if you're not like with the same level as everyone else, it is gonna be much harder to even
To do,
bother
yeah.
because you just can't, you're not doing any damage. I mean, it's no different than back in the day when you had like a 12 in with a 30. Like it's just not gonna go well.
Oh yeah, I won't cut it. Definitely
And you know,
won't
gear progression has been extended. So I still think that I've managed to level up pretty quickly, but it definitely is, you're gonna get a small piece of gear
cut
that bumps you up a little bit, and then you're gonna have to dump it for another piece of gear or infuse it with another piece of gear and just literally repeat
it. Keep,
until you
yeah.
slowly work your way up from, you know, I guess 25 to
25,
40, and
yeah.
then take your light level from whatever it is, you know, 170 probably, because you're going to start with year one stuff and then get that one, you know, stuff. Oh man, that means you can't infuse year one stuff. Never mind. I was like, dude, you could infuse like a
Correct.
170 thing into like a 300.
Correct. Yeah. So I got excited, but I'm like, well, wait, no, you can't because it's year one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, I
That would
get
be.
it, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten some, like, I just like the designs of most of the weapons anyways at this point, so I'm
Oh,
not
yeah.
upset that I can't take my other guns. And
Right. That.
once I figured out the way the stupid exotic, the exotic iPhone works in the tower, I stopped caring about keeping any of my exotic
Oh
weapons anyways.
yeah.
I just went and was like, okay, the only one I definitely need to hang on to is
Is.
Last Word, because I need it for that thing, but I might not even bother with that quest until I get a year two, because it's going to be
Right.
so underpowered. And I mean, yeah, I know there's, you know, it's all balanced online. It's not quite the same, though.
No, God, no.
So. But.
It's definitely nice. It's
Oh,
definitely
it's
nice.
wicked nice. Like, I'm a big fan of it because, you know, when I used to not, like, I don't know, I still feel a little unrewarded sometimes. But then, like, you have, like, a good run where you get, like, three or four pieces of gear. I think it's weird that the reward system works the way it does now, where, like, you know, you wait till the end of the match where it shows you, like, the lobby, and then it gives you the rewards. you know, now it's like you kill the boss and the boss just spawns a couple engrams, and it's like, take the engrams and that's what you get. You know, usually you get the gear right on the spot. It's not like you're getting them as encrypted engrams. You just get them and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that part's, you know, I don't hate that, but I also think that it then makes like the end scene pretty redundant, because it's like, well, I don't need to wait for this end screen, except for the fact that apparently that's where you get chance rewards. Or at least that's what it seems like, you get chance rewards at the end. So it's like, don't just back out once you get the mission complete and you've picked up your engrams. You should probably wait, because there might be...
because you never know.
Well, there might be another chance to get something. Like, when we did the Nightfall, I got all my gear and stuff, and then we finished it, and then at the end I got the 3 of coins. I got 5 of them.
Nice.
Like, it was just like, hey, here's some stuff.
Yeah. There you go. Enjoy.
Yeah. Nice. Straight up. Chili's. What? So, I mean, you know, it's hard to not still be critical of Bungie and be like, Bungie sucks.
There's
I got nothing. 0 out of 10. Yeah. But I've never hated the game. And I think that even the haters that have been coming out, like Triple's had to deal with a bunch of them, the game is good. It's just, if you don't like the game, then yeah, you're probably going to think the game sucks. And there's no formula that's going to immediately make you want to play this game. That's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're appealing to the people who actually want to play the game. So if you're not one of those people, then it's you know, you can't make the game love you. Okay. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
You know, and the game can't make you love it. I mean, it can, it's more likely that. But like, if this isn't your thing, or you don't like the reward system, or you don't like the level system, or you don't like the level designs, or the way that the raids and all that stuff is structured, then yeah, I guess you're probably just not gonna like it.
Kind of SOL, yeah.
But just here's a thought: don't play the game, or don't buy the expansion, or like check the expansion out from somebody else and be like, well, maybe, I don't know, seems okay. And if it's not your thing, then boom, there you go. Get rid of it.
Got your
answer. Problem solved.
Basically, yep.
So it's, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm enjoying it. You know, I was a little I was a little skeptical about the $40 price tag. I'm not as skeptical anymore. Like, you know, I think given how difficult this new raid seems with all those things, like, I think there's going to be a lot of work to be done to complete it, and I think that we're only seeing the beginnings of what gear you can get, so it's...
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that, like, there's no way that somebody's found, like, all the stuff worth finding in the first, like, 4 days, you know?
Oh, God, no. So it's like,
they've got to have some other stuff up their sleeves, otherwise, you know, then you will run into that problem where people be like, what a waste of $40. I think so far, definitely worth it. Given the amount of exploration, they've added new places you can go to, you know, all these different quests. Like, there is just a ton of stuff, you know? So if you just want to say, I'm just going to run some multiplayer, and like, they added Rift and, what is it, Mayhem? Is that the other one?
Mayhem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so now there's a couple new multiplayer modes. Like, there's stuff for you to do.
Like, oh, yeah. You're never not going to not have something to do.
So, you know, whether you particularly want to do that thing, you know, I kind of find it a bummer that they changed the bounties to not be every like 8 hours or whatever, and it seems like it's just daily.
Oh, yeah, it's daily. Yep.
So that part kind of sucks, because I usually run through those, and then I would just run through them again at like at night. Yeah. You know. Now I can't do that.
Nope. They get the way to hold.
Fuck you, Bungie. You jerk.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10.
I was back.
48 Metacritic. No, it's fine. It's it's an adjustment. I think the reality is they're probably thinking, with all the quests, they're giving you only 1 day worth of, you know, bounties that you can do, so that basically then what you'll have to do is just go do the quests, you know? Because you'll be like, well, I can't do this, so I'm just going to do the, you know, I'll just grab the quest and I'll switch out to my Blade Dancer and then run some strikes and then I'll go do the Gunslinger one. So then I got to switch to guns. Like, that's the thing, right? It really does force you to play all the different roles of your characters. So, like, if you,
nice.
You know, for me, I only have one character. So
right.
It's not going to affect me as greatly as I guess it would somebody else, because there's, you know, if there's three times as much content for me to do, for somebody who has three characters, there's now nine times as much content.
Yeah.
You know? Which... So, like, you could do your Warlock and run quests for the different Warlock subclasses, but it's like, mm-hmm. now, you know, one, I'm still trying to level up my third subclass in the Hunter, and then once I do that, then I've got the quest for... I'm going to have quests for that. I'm going to have, you know, I still have my quests for my Gunslinger. I'm going to have... tons of, there's going to be a lot of stuff to do, you know, whether you call that the grind and like, if you play MMOs, yeah. This isn't unfamiliar territory.
No, God, no.
So I think that people need to
calm down a little bit.
I think they just, my problem is the people who are bitching and moaning about the game probably still play it too, which is, it's the Nickelback,
right,
the Nickelback thing, where, you know, everybody says, oh, Nickelback sucks, they hate them. It's like, but they're making so much money. They sell out every show. Somebody's listening to them. Somebody's going to the
clearly,
show.
Clearly, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. somebody's clearly. Talking shit about Nickelback and buying front row seats. Like, so mm-hmm. I just, you know, so for the people who are talking shit about Destiny, and, like, I'm not even trying to defend Destiny. I'm trying to defend, like, just nonsense. I hate nonsense. Like, don't tell me the game is shit. And mm-hmm. then you play it, or you don't even play it at all, or you haven't played the expansion. Like, it's, you know, it would be like me being like, oh, Metal Gear Solid 5 is total shit.
Right.
Haven't even played it. I haven't played it. I just know that it's crappy. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's
not, yeah, you can't really just sit there and do that, judge it.
You know, people. I mean, I'm a judgmental person, totally. But, like, I don't know. I'd like to think that I'm reasonable with my judgment.
Right, yes. You're not just doing it to do,
like,
it.
Like, I usually am basing things off of, like, experiences or theories or, well, not
yeah,
necessarily
exactly.
theories,
not
but, like, there's some deductive process, I guess, in my yeah. judgment, which doesn't make it right. any better or worse. I'm just defending my ability.
Still,
my...
You're still saying something. It's not just, no. Fuck that. It's that.
This game sucks. 0 out of 10. Because I just.
Sucks. Yeah.
I couldn't make a character that was Michael Jordan, so 0 out of 10.
Yeah.
Anyways. So that's that. Taken King. It's out.
Yep. 40 buy bucks. It. Don't buy it. Whatever.
Yeah, don't buy it if you don't want to. I mean, I'm not trying to pay. I'm not really trying to sell you on it. I don't know. I don't want anyone to think that. I'm simply just. We're just talking about it because it's new. It's what we're playing. You know, I've been playing some other games too. I've been playing Party Hard. It's a good one.
Oh,
it's on PC. It's the 8-bit one. It's like Hotline Miami, but it's a single screen experience. And you just got to kill everybody at the party, you know? Because they're
fun.
Making too much goddamn noise. Waking you up. Can't sleep.
Kill them.
So you just got to go over there and stab them all. And let them know who's boss.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, right? So anyways, that's Party Hard. All's been playing. I got a couple other games I got to check out. Armello, Lovers in Dangerous Space Time. I've had a little bit of time with Lovers. It's a bummer, right? Because it's a couch co-op game, and I don't have any friends. So
yeah, you can't exactly.
So it. Like, it has an AI component, which is fine. But it is always kind of a bummer that there's a bunch of games. That if it doesn't have multiplayer, then I'm kind of screwed, you know. And I, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's not the end of the world,
yeah.
But it kind of, you know, makes it hard. Like, it's hard when, like, I've gotten, you know, I've been like, oh, I really want to check this game out. Like, does it have online? And they're like, no. And I'm like, never mind.
Yeah.
And they're like, why not? And I'm like, because I don't have any friends. Like, I don't have anybody. Like, I don't have anybody that lives remotely near me to be able to check out some of these games. And
right,
so,
yeah. You don't want to just take it to your brothers and be like, hey, we're going to play this. When he's like, no. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's like when my brother's around too. So it's like, hey, we have to play this game. It's like, yeah, that'll make the experience fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to play games with you before, and now I'm going to force you to play this game with me. That'll go over well.
Yeah, that'll work.
But I mean, it you know, like I said, it is what it is. It isn't bad.
No.
You know, there's a couple other games that I've got to check out. It's a grind, and the part that really does suck is that now, because of the Taken King, there's so much stuff that I have had to put like back burner. Because like I don't know, I have to be in the right mindset to play certain games as it is. So it's like it becomes an unfortunate thing. It's a grind to play video games. Like, it's just, I have to be in the right frame of mind, because if I'm really antsy about playing Destiny and I'm like, no, I got to go play this other game, like, that's going to be in the back of my mind that I'm playing this game when I'd rather be playing something else.
Right, exactly.
And then it's going to make me want to not like this game because it's taking my time away from another thing.
Another game,
and that
yeah.
part
yeah.
is tough, because it's like, I have to make sure that I'm like, generally speaking, easiest way to do it is I give myself like an hour, hour and a half after work. Mm-hmm. And, like, I get home from work, and when it's, like, I'm tired and I'm kind of figuring out what I'm doing for the rest of the night, that's when I'll play these games. And, like, that's just enough time before I'm, like, I don't want to play this anymore. I want to play Destiny, or I want to, you know, watch something on Netflix or whatever. Like, I've got to make sure that I'm, like, tired enough being home from work that I won't want to immediately just
switch or whatever.
Play something else or just get into the grind.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I don't know necessarily that any of the people who I am working with review games, but there are games I'm working on. It's just, it's been a slow process because of that meant, like, it's kind of a bummer too. Cause it's like, it means I can't delegate those things very well. Like, I really can't, you know, it's like, I really want to play this game and I'm just going to play that game, and then it's like, no, but I have other games I have to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like, but I know in my head I'm just gonna not be in
playing
it. Yeah, I'm not gonna be into the game, so it's like, I gotta make sure that I can keep myself
immersed, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, or not thinking about another game that I want to play, so that I'm just like rushing through a section of a game to be like, whatever, I just want to rush through it.
Yeah, just gotta play this real quick and then whatever.
Like, party hard's a lot of fun. But, like, I can only play that for, like, an hour at a time. Just because of how the game is, because it's, like, they're all single-stage levels, and, like, Hotline Miami, same kind of thing. Like, I can't play that forever, because at one point I get frustrated because I suck. And I'm just like, oh, forget it.
Right.
I guess I'm just going to sleep with all this fucking noise because I can't kill all the people at this party.
Fair enough, yeah.
That becomes the reality. But
it's a harsh reality.
It is a harsh reality. Motherfuckers making too much noise. Anyways. I was going to talk about nerd shaming because of that thing that pissed me off last week. But I'm just going to hold off. And I think maybe we'll, if we can, try and get a guest for that one. Because I think that would be an interesting topic to have some other people's perspective.
That'll work, yeah.
Like, maybe we should have Sophie and Sam, or Sophie and Sissa.
Because
they do the cosplaying, so they might experience that a little bit more. Then maybe we
actually, I think they would have a lot to talk about on that subject.
So
that might actually be perfect.
So, because it's just, I'm not done with this particular thing yet, and so we're gonna have to.
We'll shoehorn it for another time.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you have any shoutouts?
Poof. I think Bungie for Taken King.
Fine, Bungie. At Bungie. At Bungie. At help. Bungie. At Destiny
or
the Game.
I guess.
Deej _ Bungie. I mean, he's just a community manager, man. He didn't make shit. I mean, he didn't make shit.
He didn't make shit, but I mean, he's still.
No, he's been really good for the community. I think he works well as a community manager. Got his job by being a fan, man.
That's how you do it.
He used to lurk the Bungie community forums and stuff a lot, like for Halo, I guess. And then that was like when they brought him on. Or at least I could be misremembering that, but I'm pretty sure that was how he ended up starting to work with them.
Deej tweeted us, let us know.
Because like, it was no different. I mean, it was basically like Major Nelson, same kind of deal.
Yeah, you know,
Major Nelson was like huge fan. And then, you know, they were like, hey, I mean, in true Microsoft fashion, they were like, we're going to throw tons of money at you. Here's a job. And then he was probably like, hell yeah.
You're not going to say no.
It's like people, like, that's another talk one about of those. It's not like a shaming, it's not a like shaming thing, but
we'll
end on this concept. Like, people hate other people's success in the most annoying ways. Like, people who are like, oh, you stream for a living? Like, you play video games for a living? Like, isn't that fucking sweet?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the best thing ever? Like, you fucking sit at a desk all day. I get to literally play video games, and I get paid to do it. I get paid to go to conventions to play video games. Like, or I get paid to go to competitions to play video games. Like, is that not freaking sweet?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you, like, and other, like, you know, it's like other people hating on other streamers. Like, I get it. Yeah. You gotta cause drama. You gotta fucking do whatever it is to keep yourself a part of reality. But it's like,
happy.
You know, there's tons of partner streamers who I cannot fucking stand. Really can't. I can't stand anything about them. I'm not gonna say who they are. I'm not ever gonna, like, hint at that, because, one, I don't want the drama. Because it's like, oh, you have, like, 30,000 Twitter followers, and I just think you're fucking
ridiculous.
You know, it's not even, I'm not, and like, that's the thing, right? I'm not jealous. I just hate the way that they manipulate their audience.
The way they are,
you know, and I just, and like, it's one of those things I'd have to, like, I'd have to meet them in real life to be like, is this really how you act in real life?
Right.
Or do like, you do this because, like, are you doing this because people, you know, like your persona better? And like, that's the thing, right? It was like that one girl who's a Twitch streamer who literally was her whole being a streamer was a troll. Like, she became a partnered streamer, and like, who she was in real life was nothing like who she was on stream. And she did, I can't remember her name. She did an Reddit AMA a while back, but it was basically like, she totally was just like, it became a thing, and so she's like, I just went with it. But it's like, there are other streamers who I'm just like, you're so fucking annoying. Like, I don't know if it's your voice or just the way, like, sometimes it, like, it feels fake. And then that's when I'm just like, nah. But, like, there have been streamers I did not like. Bumped into him at PAX. And was like, hey, oh my God, you're such and such. Like, you know, and I said to them, I was like, I've watched, like, a couple of your streams. Like, it's really cool that you're, like, out here. And he's like, oh, you know, thanks so much. That, like, means a lot that you, like, came by a couple times. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then I walked away being like, I have way more respect for this person now than I did.
Yeah,
because I admitted that I don't really watch their streams, and they were still cool that I took the time to say hello, and that I you know, and that I recognized them.
Right. That you knew who they were regardless of not really checking out their content.
Yeah, like, they weren't like, oh, you don't watch my streams? Well, fuck you. Like, yeah, and maybe he was faking it, but he was faking it well enough that I was like, you know, cool.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one instance where I was like, all right, I'm on board with this. This is okay.
Yeah. Not bad.
So that's that. All right. So we've got Bungie as our shout out, Deej as our shout out. I mean, I don't think there's anything else specifically. Excuse me. To shout out. So I mean, I don't know.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. I guess that's it. So this has been episode 38, which we're two away from 40. Maybe we should do something for episode 40. Give away some I got some codes maybe we could give away. I don't know how we would do it, but
we'll figure it out.
Anyways, this has been episode 38 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at the DGcast. You can follow me on Twitter at So After I Said. You can follow Mike at MTom1. You can follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/DGcastTV, all one word. We don't do a whole lot of streaming, but we do some. And you can follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/C/TheDGcast. I tend to post the YouTube versions of these podcasts a week behind. So I just posted last night the episode that we had Christine Steimer on, spoiling Until Dawn. So that one went up last night on YouTube, and then this should, in theory, go up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And so that's basically how I think, scheduling and recording permitting, I think that is how I'm going to do it from here on out. I'll do the YouTube a week after the podcast goes on iTunes and the website. And then that way, And I am also starting to figure out how to capture video straight from OBS, so you may start seeing random clips of gameplay being posted. I haven't quite figured out how to edit them because I have I capture on a PC, I do all my editing on a Mac. It's just kind of been some cross things not working. Just working on it. Either way, we are trying to bring out some more content for everybody. So try and follow us. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Like. Share. Repeat. Favorite. Retweet.
Yep. Everything. Just do everything.
Insta post. Something. Face. Facebook. Anyways, so that's been it. Episode 38, and we will catch you
in a little bit.